This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I trust you are enjoying slowing down some in our reading project in order to concentrate more thoroughly on what Paul has to say in his letters. Today we will introduce some thoughts on the book of 1 Thessalonians. This is one of the early books Paul wrote, yet it speaks to the ultimate question we all face: where are you going? Though Paul deals with some very practical, everyday issues we all face, his focus in this book is on our ultimate destiny. I remember reading about a godly old man who was asked by a young Christian, "What would you do if you knew that Jesus Christ was returning tomorrow?" Expecting to be told that the old man would feverishly go out into the streets and warn everyone to get ready, he was surprised to hear him say, "I would go on living as I have been living. I always seek to live as though Christ were coming today." As you read 1 Thessalonians, you will discover that such a life of security is encouraged for all. Such preparedness for the future will always inspire and involve both service for the Lord and sanctity of life. Walk worthily and work watchfully while you wait for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That kind of life knows where it's going, and it will get there. It also will guide and encourage those around it to prepare for that day as well. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5, 9-11 as a key verse. Our Lord Jesus died for us so that we can live with Him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of His return. So encourage each other to build each other up, just as you are already doing. Yes, that's going to be a glorious day.